This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrown.com. It's great to have you with us. People ask the question today, where do you go when you die? Well, the answer is not too hard to find. In the first 2 minutes after death, the dead have not gone too far away. They're pretty much near the spot where they died. But some people may continue to ask, well, where are the dead months or years after death? Again, the question is not too hard to answer. Unless there has been some great earth-shattering event, they are still right where they were buried. The dead don't move very much. Then again, someone will ask what death is like. The Word of God uses the figure of sleep to describe it in both the Old and New Testaments. There is no reference that will indicate that they dream while in a sleep. It is not that kind of sleep. They are dead. Sleep is the figure, not the fact. An old saying is that dead men tell no lies, but neither do they tell the truth. Now look up these references. Their tongues lie silent in the grave, Psalm 6:5. There is no knowledge in the grave, Ecclesiastes 9:10. The wicked are silent in the grave, Psalm 31:17. There is no memory in the grave, Psalm 6:5. No one gives thanks in the grave, Psalm 6:5. David trusted that God would redeem his soul from the power of the grave, Psalm 49:15. The dead sleep in the dust of the earth, Daniel 12:2. David today is still in the grave, Acts 2:29 and 34. So modern theology concerning death comes from philosophy, not scripture. But Plato was much more logical than his present-day followers. He reasoned that if a soul was to exist forever in the future, then it must have existed throughout all time in the past, that it had no beginning and no ending. But modern theology admits that the soul had a beginning, but that once it comes into being, it is out of the control of the Creator and He Himself cannot destroy it. All this in spite of the fact that the Lord Jesus said, "Fear Him which is able both to destroy soul and body in hell," in Matthew 10:28. The law said, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." But men still talk about never dying souls and immortal souls. Why is this? Religious leaders would not be able to get away with all this nonsense if people would read and study the Bible. The very first lie of Satan in the scriptures was concerning death. God told Adam that death would be the result of eating the fruit. Satan said, "Thou shalt not surely die, ye shall be as gods." Did you hear that? Satan's theology is that man is immortal and he is godlike. The truth is, the dead are dead. Without resurrection, man has no hope at all. When we die, we are shut up to one alternative. God must raise us, or we are gone forever. We will have a mortal life in resurrection. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And Paul said that Christ solves the problem of sin and death by bringing justification and life. An immortal life will be given to us in resurrection. But today, this truth is denied. Instead of life and immortality being the gift of God, men teach that we inherit them from our parents. One preacher recently said that humans can do two eternal things, and one of them was that parents create eternal souls when they have a baby. Now, why do they say this? Because they still believe the lie, "Thou shalt not surely die." And so today men say death is not death, but is life and life more abundantly. They say death is going to a better place or being promoted to glory. They say death is a friend, but the Word of God says it is the last enemy that shall be destroyed. Most religious folks today have gotten their theology from hymn books and church creeds. They are totally ignorant of what God has said about death and the grave and immortality, but ignorance is no excuse. Scripture plainly tells us that man's problem is death, and the only hope is resurrection. This is the good news. Christ conquered death. Never glamorize something so awful is death. So which have you chosen to believe? God's truth or Satan's lie? This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.